there's a woman, and again, we're talking about stereotypes. The theme has been consistent throughout the entire show. There's a woman that recently did a segment on CNBC's Money that makes over $600,000 a year doing nails. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. And I want to see this. I have not seen this yet, but that's the name of the video, and so that's what we're going to react to.
The American dream is very important to me because I want to be able to prove that you could be anything you want. And I want to be able to inspire other people to do the same thing. I moved to a new country. I didn't have money. I didn't have anybody. And I'd be able to do that. So you can do it too.
She says she moved to a new country. She didn't have money. She didn't know nobody. She was broke. And she came over here and she said that you can be anything you want to be in the United States of America. It's so funny that I see people every day running in the Victim Olympics and they keep telling me about how it's not possible for you to come up in the United States of America. And people come over here every single day and they get rich. They come over here every day and they get rich. Not even a little bit of rich. They not just on some, oh man, the American dream is for you to own a house, a dog, a white picket fence. They out here driving the biggest cars, flying in the best, got celebrity friends, got a following, living in high rises, overlooking a city, and they looking down on you when they just got here yesterday. Man, y'all gonna let them outcompete y'all? Are y'all gonna let them, people that come over here and don't even know nothing about the culture, come over here and change the culture, and then you be a consumer of them? I can't blame her. She getting it.
My name is Jenny Nguyen. I'm 29, and I am a celebrity nail artist based in LA.
Not even 30 years old, fam.
I own a salon called Jen Paint Nail Lounge based in downtown LA. My salon is a vegan salon, and we specialize in natural nail growth and soft gel extension. We also really good with nail art, so any nail design that client want, we can do it all.
Kardashians, Paris Hilton, Iggy Azalea, Apple, Converse, Chanel, and grew up in Vietnam.
I grew up in a village called Hung Thay. I feel like very close to my hometown. I had a happy childhood, but I didn't have money. And we didn't have enough food sometimes or water.
Do you know what vegan nails is, E Senior? Do you know what being vegan means? You know what the difference between vegan and vegetarian? I see you in the chat. The difference between vegan and vegetarian is vegetarian basically, in a nutshell, you basically say that you don't eat meat. Being vegan means that you don't use animal products. So if you're vegan as far as what you eat, for example, being vegan means that you don't touch anything that comes from an animal. You don't drink animal milk, so maybe you use almond milk, right? You don't, if it's a vegan lifestyle, maybe you don't do leather. So for example, Tesla has vegan leather seats, which basically isn't leather, right? You don't basically touch anything animal related or animal products. So if she said that she runs a vegan salon, I'm assuming that whatever the materials or the nails or whatever it is or the stuff that's in the salon, it does not come from an animal. It's not an animal-sourced product. Okay? It's very, very hard to actually be vegan versus being vegetarian.
The only job we could do is making rice. And we depend a lot on the weather. So when a storm hit, we basically lost everything. We grew up very poor and my parents, they both farmers.
I love almond milk too. You're right.
So I always look for the opportunity to change our family fortune. When I first found out I moved to America, I was so excited. And I feel like it's a new life for me. And it's really like American dream.
So they came over here legally. So they legally migrated over into the United States of America. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. A lot of people think that people coming into the country is bad. I don't think that people coming into the country is bad. I believe that people coming into the country undocumented and illegally is bad. I'm not against immigration. I'm against illegal immigration or illegal immigration guys in the guise of or cloaking it as, asylum seeking. I don't believe that people should be able to just do things without rules. I think that we should know who's coming in where. And if you go into other countries, they only want your best and brightest. The stuff that we get away with here or people get away with here, that just it don't fly in other countries, in certain other countries. It does not fly. You can't just go over and do what you want to do when you want to do it and expect to be able to thrive there. That only really happens here in the United States of America. So I'm not against immigration. I'm against illegal immigration. And I think that it's a difference. Well,
when
you're wrong, LLC.
We first moved to the U.S., we landed in New York. And my family and I, we share a basement. And I really scared when we moved there. The weather was so cold, and we wasn't really prepared for that.
Never prepared for the cold.
I have three younger siblings. I have a lot of responsibilities. I was always looking for opportunity to make more money to help my family.
Hustlers.
I'm the oldest, so I feel like I'm like their mom because we didn't have our mom with us. Yeah, I never forget the feeling of being helpless when I want to help my sibling, but I can't.
So she negatively motivated. So basically, she remembered where she come from, and that work ethic kept with her in a land of opportunity. And so basically, success is when opportunity meets preparation, and she leveraged that in order to continue to propel herself forward. See, I think that the majority of the people are lazy. That's what it comes to. Who is that beeping at my window? Blow.
When I first moved to LA, I didn't plan to have a nail business here. I was on Instagram and I saw so many nail pictures during COVID because everybody's on their phone and nail salon was closing. So a lot of people were posting. And I thought to myself, why not give it a try? So I went to YouTube and taught myself nail art. And I started doing nail for free to get followers on Instagram. And from there, I reached out to photographers and started working on set to build my portfolio. But I always want to build my own business, so I decided to open my own nail salon.
But did you see what she said in order to market herself? And this is the part that a lot of people miss. I just got a new sign. So the new don't do coke in the bathroom sign just came in. But the way that she markets herself is, and I don't know how many times I've had this conversation with people, and they will argue me down. They will argue me down every single day. They say, listen, she said, look, I did it for free. I did it for free in order to build up my clientele, master my craft. So many people, man, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. And I'm going to hold my culture to the account. Every day that I open up Instagram, I keep seeing people that say, know your worth or charge this or charge that. Man, look, I give away information and insight on YouTube every single day for free. Every day I give y'all game and stuff like that. And so it's funny because people have a very difficult time marketing themselves. And then they say, well, I ain't doing it for free. Ain't nobody checking for you. The value of what you provide is based off of what people are willing to pay for it. You can't raise the price until you have a demand that outstrips your supply. And so what she did in order to market herself is make herself, she added value to people. And then what happened after that is that people realized the value that she had and they realized that they couldn't live without her. And so she then became so much in demand that it then compensated her according to whatever her skill set was. But people hate, it is a balance that you are going to have in order to be able to do stuff, in order to really be able to be successful. But a lot of people are unwilling to do stuff for free and they don't even have nothing. They're not even good at what they do, but they're willing to charge somebody. You're not about to take all my time. I remember when, what was her name? Glorilla, and I don't even like her, but it's a good talking point. I remember when Glorilla had put out an ad and she was like, yeah, it's a paid assistant or whatever and so on and so forth. And people was like, oh, you only paying that and all of this other type of stuff. I'm like, you getting your foot in the industry. How do you think that Kim Kardashian even got to the point to where she made it? No, she learned from Paris Hilton because she was Paris Hilton's assistant and how to market herself and then put herself in a position to even meet the people and get into the industry where people started recognizing who she was in the first place. I ain't giving you the game right now. I'm just going to react to this. Got to put this sign over here.
When you first open a business, it's very stressful, especially the first day of a month. You look at your bank account and you see all red. And you're like, oh my God, how can I survive in next month? So you have to work harder. I almost quit. But I had no choice because I already signed the 5 years lease. So I had no choice. So I had to make it work. I couldn't afford a front desk because I put all the money to build the salon. So I had to be everything. I had to be a front desk, to be a manager, to doing nails at the same time. And after work, my fiance had to come in and help me with the front desk.
Shout out to Brian that said that I'm about to get this bag with you. What is the whole truth, Maurice Daniels? Tell me what the truth is, because I like to interact with the chat. Tell me what the truth is, Maurice Daniels. Said Anton isn't telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. What is the whole truth, big dog? You tell me. What's the whole truth? A lot of people don't think that I like to interact with the chat. But I don't know any person that is successful that did not almost go broke or they had to work extra hard or they almost failed at it or whatever. That is just being in the game, man. And the reason that most of y'all not going to be successful is because you don't know how to endure or you don't know how to pivot or you're not willing to go all in and you think you're supposed to be successful as soon as you start off or you think that your friends and family is supposed to support you and that's going to be the end of it. No. It's hard work. It's very, very hard work, and it is going to be a process, and ain't nobody going to save you, and your friends is going to forsake you, and your family ain't going to really rock with you and ain't going to like your product, and people not going to support you, and you're going to be feeling all extra and things like that. Nope, that's not it. That's not going to be the thing. You being and labeling yourself a black-owned business is not going to be the thing to get you over. That's going to be the thing that kills you. It's going to kill your business. Labeling yourself a black-owned business is going to be the thing that takes you down. Because now you're limiting yourself to your fan base, but you think you're marketing yourself to the people that's around you. It's a global game now, baby. She charges $500 to $1,000 per day for on-set work. And $500 for celebrity house calls. Hey, I need a mobile barber. I need a mobile barber. I need somebody that's going to come up in here and do my beard in the morning. I need a mobile barber, a Detroit mobile, a guy that actually is dope at doing beards. I need somebody that's dope at doing beards. If y'all know any dope barbers that's in the Detroit area, that can come to the studio that do mobile calls, tell them to hit me up. Tell them to DM me on my Instagram. My link to my Instagram is in the description.
I only had two people working at salon and I have some unkind people that were telling me that I should close my salon because I don't have people working.
Somebody said I'm a fake Christian. I'll be your fake Christian.
And it was really sad, very stressful. And also it's about mental health. As entrepreneur, especially when you started building your own company, you don't have money to hire people, so you try to do everything yourself. But I burn out and it's not good for my mental health and also my physical health. I always feel exhausted. So if you want to go far, you have to go together.
They could lead do without this music. In 2022, her business brought in over $600,000. I could believe it.
Another thing about the service business is you have to make sure that people are happy. Like, I care about my employee happiness. I make sure they have good income and they're happy, because if you do nails and you don't feel happy about it, then you can't do a good job. The working environment is very important in the service business.
I guess Maurice don't have no insight for us. Okay, you got it.
It's all about people. Starting your own company is not easy as you think it is until you really do it, but it will get better over time.
All right, so she's expanding her business and all that stuff, so that's cool. That's awesome. But the fundamentals are still there. The fundamentals are still there. The fundamentals is that it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to be some failures. You're going to almost go broke. You need to invest your own money. And most people have no clue what it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur. And they think that you just popped up and because you pretty, or because she was pretty, or because you got parents, or you was raised in a two-parent household, that's going to be the thing to get you over the hump. It's not. It's not. It's going to be very, very, very difficult for you to be successful and to scale your life up. Very difficult. It's a myth. It's a lie that you could just wake up and that be anything, right? And that'd be the end of it.